What about the word cracker? Have you ever heard that used?
Not where we're from.
Could you say that?
Cracker.
Okay. Or say, you know, sometimes where I'm from anyway, a lot of the people who live out in the country like to come into town on Saturday morning, and they kind of stand out, you know, it's kind of obvious. And sometimes the city people may poke fun at them, and they might call them, you know, by some particular name.
Country Hicks.
Country Hicks, yeah. Have you ever heard anything else besides that?
Bumpkins.
Bumpkins, yeah. Do people where you're from ever refer to them, so-and-so is just an old country hoosier?
No.
Haven't heard that? What about, have you ever heard the word podunk used?
Yeah.
What does it mean?
Just a real small, run-down town.
Uh-huh.
Nothing goes on. No cultural benefits or anything.
You say he lives in
Podunk.
Would that be a correct usage? Just the name of a little town?
Yeah. Or a university that's not, doesn't have a very good reputation. Podunk U.
Podunk U. Say, this expression, if you're at a party and it's getting kind of late, about 11:30 or so, you might look at your watch and say, well, my goodness, we better be getting home. It's midnight.
Almost.
Or if the sidewalk is iced over and you were slipping around but managed to keep your balance somehow, you might say something like, well, I managed to stand up, but I...
Almost. Fell.
Or say if somebody was waiting on you, you were supposed to go somewhere with this other person, and he might call out something like, well, aren't you ready yet? You might say, well, I'll be with you in
a minute. Directly.
Or if you want to know the distance to a certain place, you're not sure about it, you might stop and ask somebody, well, how is it to...
How far?
Or... Say if you were trying to point out something to me that was here in the room, right in open sight, and I was just looking around, I just couldn't see it to save my life. You might say, well, something like, well,
it's right there.
Or why don't you hear?
Look.
Or if you want to know how many times about a certain thing, say, for example, how many times I go to town every week, you might ask me, well, how?
Often.
Or say if I was talking about who I was going to vote for president, I might say something like, well, I believe I'll vote for Carter for president. Let me change that. I might say something like, well, I don't believe I'm going to vote for Ford for president. And if you agreed with me, you might say, well, am I?
Neither.
Few parts of the body. I want to ask you about this part right up here. You call that your...
The forehead.
And this, all of this that needs cutting. That's
the hair.
I let this grow out.
Beard.
And this is my...
Ear.
Which one is that? That's the one on this side is my...
That's your left ear.
And then that's my...
Right ear.
And this is my...
Mouth.
And this back here is my...
Neck.
And that's my...
Chin.
Or this whole thing is my... Something got stuck in my...
Throat.
Yeah. This part that you can't see on me, but it's kind of prominent with some people, you know?
Adam's apple.
Yeah. Have you ever heard any other terms of that?
No, voice box, Adam's apple.
You ever heard anybody call it a goozle?
No.
I was familiar with that. Or say you, well, all of these, that's my...
Teeth.
And just one of them is a...
Tooth.
And this fleshy part.
Gum.
And that's my...
Hand.
And I got two.
Hands.
And this part right there, that's my...
Palm.
And I make a...
Fist.
And I got two.
Fists.